From Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Sacramento County recently completed its latest snapshot of the scale of the homelessness crisis in the county. The biennial point-in-time count took place last week and saw hundreds of volunteers fan out across the county to speak with unhoused residents in neighborhoods, parks, and along riverbanks. The information gathered during these two nights, even if only a conservative estimate, will help guide the use of homelessness funding and services. But it also documents the experiences of these individuals, where they're from, the resources they need, and the challenges that they face in a place where housing is expensive and in short supply. Cap Radio's homelessness and housing affordability reporter Chris Nichols went out for the point in time count and joins us with his reporting. Hello, Chris. Good afternoon.
Hi, Vicky. It's good to be with you.
So as we know, and I think it's a good reminder, the point in time count, it is done every 2 years. It is a mandate from the federal government. Give us a comparison. What did the last point in time count? I think this is back in 2022. What did it find?
Right. It was done 2 years ago, and the survey and its final report, it came back with some really alarming numbers. It found Sacramento County's homeless population had spiked to nearly 9,300 people. That was a record high. And it was an increase of 67% over the previous count. And the report also found that nearly three quarters of the people experiencing homelessness were found outdoors in tents, vehicles, abandoned buildings, and other places not suitable to live in.
Mm. How did those numbers compare to other cities like San Francisco?
Well, you know, I mean, Sacramento County has, I believe at this time, even more than San Francisco. We're also a larger geographical area. Our increase was among the highest in the state. So it was really a remarkable report.
Wow. And when it comes to this point in time count, we're not going to know the results until a report is released in the coming months, I believe later this spring. But and it's by the nonprofit Sacramento Steps Forward. They joined our show earlier in January. Remind us, when the numbers come out, how will they be used and why are they so important?
Well, they're important because they really hold up a mirror to the problem locally here in Sacramento. The data, it gives us a look at who is homeless, whether the population is getting older or has more medical or mental health or addiction problems. And organizers, they do acknowledge that it's not a complete look at the population. In fact, it's likely an undercount. But the other reason the results are so important is that they're used to determine state and federal funding for our region's homeless services. And cities and counties across California, of course, are heavily reliant on that money. And local officials say the results, they also give them a better idea of how to spend that money once it's received.
And when conducting these point in time counts, I mean, this is largely done by volunteers. There were hundreds of volunteers who went out. You joined a group of volunteers. What did you find?
I did. And again, it's hundreds that went out. They, you know, spend their time on cold and rainy nights to go do this. They ask a set list of questions about how long people have been homeless, where they're from. They ask about their health, their sobriety. And they also ask them what Sacramento can do to help homeless residents. You know, not everyone who was asked that question could actually come up with an immediate tangible service that they want. But I did hear a theme in some of the responses. Several unhoused residents said they're looking for people to listen to them, to offer them some grace and compassion and empathy. And that seemed to me like it was at the top of their list.
And each group of volunteers, you're assigned a general area. And as you mentioned, Sacramento County is pretty large. What area did your group go to and what did you find?
Our survey took place just a few blocks from the Sacramento State Campus on La Riviera Drive under the Howe Avenue Bridge. And there are a lot of apartments in that area. A lot of students walk to school under that bridge. It's a spot that off and on has been home to RVs and tent encampments. It's also close to the American River Parkway. And altogether, we surveyed probably about 20 or so unhoused residents in that general area.
Hmm. One of the volunteers or part of the group was actually Sacramento City Council member Eric Guerra. What did he tell you about what's being done to address the homelessness crisis in the city? He is an elected official.
He is. And he told me that at least at that location, that both city and county workers have been out to offer services, shelter, other services, That was backed up by several unhoused residents. Garrett also said, though, that it's a tricky location because it's not on city or county land. Instead, Caltrans owns part of that property. And he says that fact makes it harder for local governments to coordinate their efforts. Here is more from Guerra on what he saw during the count.
I think if anything, this point in time count also reminds us that it's not a one city issue. Today we met people who were from Rancho Cordova, from unincorporated Folsom, from South Sacramento. This is a regional challenge, and folks who enter homelessness are coming from all over. And a lot of them that we heard met today are from Sacramento. So the important thing is, as a region and as a county, we continue that approach so that the bureaucracies don't get in the way of actually getting good solutions.
Going off of what City Council Member Guerra says is a regional challenge when it comes to finding solutions for homelessness, I mean, collaboration can be difficult given that there's different local arms attached to this, or even state arms if you're talking about Caltrans. What has the Sacramento region done over the past 2 years to meet this challenge?
Yeah, and I think that's one of the key things is the region has struggled to work together. I think over the last 2 years, one of the biggest things the region can point to is this city-county partnership deal. It was signed in late 2022. The city and the county pledged to work together. The two local governments have been criticized for not working together closely enough to solve the problem. And Vicky, I think the jury is still out on how well that partnership is working. But since the last point in time count 2 years ago, we have seen the county open two new tiny home villages in South Sacramento. The city has recently opened two new permanent homeless housing communities in downtown, one at the former Capitol Park Hotel and at a former Best Western. So there has been progress. And I think whether those efforts have actually decreased the homeless population is not clear. We have to remember that, unfortunately, the flow of new people into homelessness has not stopped. And local officials right now, at least, are not making any predictions on whether last week's survey will show an increase or decrease in the overall homeless population. Here again is Guerra on that topic.
Whether the number goes up or down is not as important as how many people are actually transitioning out of homelessness and identifying the source of entry into homelessness, because that's going to be able to help us identify how to actually make a change. If all we focus on the sound bites, then we're going to find sound bite solutions, and that's not going to change our outcome. The unfortunate part in the challenge is that people are looking to the state, the city, and the county. All of those are fragmented governments. The more we can do what we're doing today now of coordinated efforts with the city, the county, and the state, and get rid of the bureaucracy and being able to transmit all those services, the faster we're going to be able to make a difference.
And that is Sacramento City Council Member Eric Guerra. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with CAP Radio homelessness and housing affordability reporter Chris Nichols about the recently conducted point in time count in Sacramento County. Chris, you actually spoke to people who were unhoused. You interviewed them. Before we listen to their stories, tell us who we're going to hear from.
That's right, Vicky. And, you know, I think whenever we hear from folks who are unhoused, I think it's really important. There are lessons that can be learned about how the services are working or not working, what they're struggling with, so that, you know, we can hold our city and county governments accountable for what they're doing or not doing. First, we're going to hear from Charlie Sims. He was living in an RV under the Howe Bridge. He told me he's been homeless for more than 3 years.
Charlie, can you tell me a tiny bit about what led you into homelessness?
Rent prices, and can't find affordable housing. I couldn't then, but then now they got all these resources out, so, and I still don't really help nobody. So, but I ain't gave up yet. I'm gonna keep trying.
I heard you're from South Sacramento, is that right?
Yeah.
Originally? Is that where you're born?
Yeah.
And how old are you, Charlie?
59, I'll be 60 in 5 days.
So I heard rent prices, it's not cheap to rent an apartment in Sacramento.
Nah, it's just, you know, the job I had is, I still got it. It's just that rent is too high, man. I can't can't afford to rent.
What kind of work do you do?
I do mobile detailing.
Mobile detailing? Yeah. Cars?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, one more thing about Sims, he is black, and that's notable because the last point in time count found that black people and Native Americans continue to be disproportionately represented in Sacramento's overall homeless population.
Chris, given that you've been part of Point in Time Counts over the years, you are our homelessness reporter and focusing on housing affordability. Did it strike you or surprise you that Charlie, who you spoke with, I mean, he has a job, but he is unhoused. He's experiencing homelessness.
Yeah, I guess it's not surprising. I mean, we do hear that. We hear that folks work. They just, again, like Sim said, it's a matter of rent. Rents are, as we know, in Sacramento, they went up higher than most regions, especially at the beginning of the pandemic. So, yeah, it's not surprising. You know, you find that people who are unhoused, they're not that different from anyone else. They have children. They have dogs. Sometimes they have a job. Most of them are from Sacramento County. Not all, but a large portion of them are from local neighborhoods before they became unhoused.
Hmm. You spoke with Heather Kaufman. Tell us about her.
I did. Kaufman is 42 years old. She lives in a tent under the Howe Bridge with her three dogs. In this next clip, she's speaking with both Gara and Ben Worrell, a social service manager with the city, about her health struggles and her desire to get off the street.
I'm having a hard time with it, you know? My heart failure is not easy either.
Being able to stay sober for 2 years out here on your own without support, then you can succeed. The amount of personal strength that it takes to do that, I've been a social worker for a long time, and to do that, especially staying outside, is extremely difficult. And that shows me that you've got the personal strength to see this through.
I got a lot of strength, but I just hope I can stay holding on to it before it's too late, you know what I mean? I don't like saying that, but that's how I feel sometimes.
During the survey last week, Kaufman said that staff from the city's homeless shelter on Auburn Boulevard had been in touch with her about placing her at that shelter. I followed up with Kaufman yesterday to see if there's been any progress, and she said she doesn't have a place yet at the shelter, but she did seem optimistic.
It seems like everything's coming together more. They've already came out twice and checked on me, and they gave me some bus passes so I can get back and forth. So they're trying to get me some help, and I appreciate every bit of it.
What's that, what goes through your mind as you kind of think about a different setting? Because I know people, that transition sometimes can be hard.
It's a new challenge, but I'm looking forward to it. I've done this for too long, and then I want something different. Otherwise, it's not gonna get any better, and I'm gonna end up dying out here, and that's not what I want. That's not my goal.
Yeah, I mean, Chris, we were just listening to Heather, you know, during a time when we have a storm coming, and there are weather respite centers on days like today, times like this, where there's forecasted to be a lot of rain, strong wind gusts, but those don't really have the capacity to meet the needs of today, right, Chris?
You know, Vicky, that's right. I mean, right now there are a limited number of warming centers open across the region. Those centers, they are opening more frequently during rainstorms and on hot summer days. Advocates for unhoused residents have really pushed for that through the years. But the capacity is not there. And often unhoused residents say they don't have a way to get to them, or they do not want to leave their belongings behind. And instead, many of them choose to remain in their encampments.
Chris, thank you for sharing your reporting.
Thank you, Vicky.
And that is CAP Radio reporter Chris Nichols discussing Sacramento County's most recent point in time count, which was conducted last week. Up next, the oldest Chinese restaurant in California, possibly even the country, is closer to Sacramento than you might think. We'll learn about the history of Chicago Cafe and how this Yolo County restaurant became a focus of a UC Davis research project. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, CAP Radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.